A citizens panel in Wauwatosa is recommending a ban on police chokeholds and no-knock search warrants. Also wanted, body cameras for police officers. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
Wauwatosa is in the police reform spotlight after word recently surfaced that the Wauwatosa officer who shot a black teenager to death in February was the same one who had fatally shot two other men about 5 years ago. Those two cases were ruled self-defense, while the February shooting is under review. Meanwhile, activists want other changes in the city's police force, and last night Wauwatosa's Equity and Inclusion Commission went along with recommending body cameras and bans on no-knock search warrants and police chokeholds or other strangulation techniques. Commission Chair Sean Lowe says he wants more than better police-community relations.
Personally, to me, I would want the best police community, and that the city of Wauwatosa will set the model for each and every suburb in the state of Wisconsin. We will be the model under my leadership, under the Equity and Inclusion Commission. I won't allow anything otherwise.
A few dozen Black Lives Matter protesters filled the Wauwatosa Common Council chambers, and more demonstrators waited outside. A leader of the movement, Frank Nitti, says there were a lot of victories.
I'm very excited. I think that everything that we asked them to get passed, they pretty much was on our side. With to have a commission, a council that's literally on the side of the people is what the goal is. If we can get this duplicated in Milwaukee, then it'd be a success everywhere.
But first, the Wauwatosa Common Council has to accept the recommendations, a process that could take weeks or months if it happens at all. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.